Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. New Orleans means music. My guest today, Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, is part of its new wave. The 24-year-old singer, songwriter, trumpeter, and trombonist up out of the fabled Treme district is a champion of what he calls super funk rock. This is not Louis Armstrong or Preservation Hall, but it's moving New Orleans now. This hour On Point, Trombone Shorty and the new sound of New Orleans. You can join the conversation. Are you ready to move from old school to new school in the music of New Orleans? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from New Orleans is Troy Andrews, a.k.a. Trombone Shorty. He was born and raised in New Orleans' Treme neighborhood, got his nickname at age 4 when his brother saw him marching in a parade with a trombone twice his size. He's toured with Lenny Kravitz, opened for Aerosmith, and played with the likes of U2, Green Day, Harry Connick Jr., and Branford Marsalis. He plays himself on HBO's new show, Treme, a series about post-Katrina New Orleans from The Wire creator David Simon. His new album, you can hear a bit of it behind us right now, it's his national debut, is Backatown. That's In the Sixth from Back of Town. Troy, Trombone Shorty Andrews, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And I guess you're talking the Sixth, as in the Sixth Ward, Ward 6 of New Orleans, where we find Treme.
That's what I'm talking about, the Sixth Ward.
So you grew up there, your young years. Your mom had the family had a club there. Tell us about growing up in Treme.
Yeah, I grew up in Treme. My family moved in there. They've been there for years before I was born, and just growing up there, it was all musical. The whole neighborhood looked out for each other. We all knew each other, and it was just a beautiful thing to be around all great musicians that live right next door to me, Tuba Fatten, Kermit Ruffins, all these great people. And as a kid, being interested in music, it was the best place to be in the entire city.
You may have been Shorty when you first held that trombone, but you're getting a lot of attention since you were awfully young. Rolling Stone's David Frick calls you It says you look like a street parade P. Diddy in a sharp white suit. Make a good impression right there. But all these descriptions of your, what you call super funk rock, let's see. New York Times says Backatown is a blend of tight funk, power chord rock, and slinky R&B. Go to Billboard and they say it's gritty, raucous blend of rock, funk, jazz, hip-hop, and soul. Did you leave anything out?
I don't think we left anything out. We try to put everything in like a big gumbo, you know.
Is it welcome? Do the old school guys like it? Do they hear you in the, you know, sort of line of descent from what New Orleans produced before? Is this just the new generation?
Yeah, it's definitely the new generation. We have some people that like it and some people that don't, because they feel as though if they have a thing to where if you play the horn, they think it should sound like some of the music before me. And you know, but a lot of people are very proud and very happy that someone's taking a risk to try to do something new.
I think it's a great, great sound. I wanted to put in our ear just for a second, and this is not yours, but just to get in our ears what a lot of people are paying attention to lately and sort of begin to place you in the New Orleans tradition, the New Orleans sound. This is HBO's Treme theme. This is by John Boutte from the album Jambalaya. And lots of people don't watch HBO, but for those who do and watch Treme, you'll be very familiar with this, the theme from the series.
Steps by my porch in front of my door.
A Okay, there's the theme from Tremé. We're gonna get right to Bacchatown and Troy Andrews' music in just a second. But Troy, you know this music and this world so well. What do we hear right there in the Tremé theme? This sounds immediately identifiable. Maybe it's that particular backbeat as New Orleans.
Yeah, that's the backbeat. That's the world famous second line beat that we all use here. And John Boutte did a great job on top of it. And he's representing what he's talking about, Tremé. That's a beat that we live on in that neighborhood.
And it's a catchy series and a catchy tune a lot of people have come to and enjoy. But it sounds very conventional compared to what we're going to hear from you. Here's a track from your new album, Bacchatown. Tell us about this. This is something beautiful. You've got Lenny Kravitz in here playing guitar with backup vocals. You toured with Lenny Kravitz, Troy.
Yeah, I toured with him for a couple of years, two years, and actually went on the road with him straight out of high school. I was 18 years old, and he's a big mentor, a great friend, and he looks out for me, and he called me every other day, check up on me. He's a wonderful person. I've been a fan of his before I even joined his band, and I've always wanted to play with him. I wasn't expecting to join his band, but when I went up there to Miami to play and just jam out, that was enough for me. My dream was true. It came true at that moment. And Lenny, you know, I learned a lot from him, and he's a great person.
You play the trumpet and, of course, the trombone. You're a singer as well. We're going to hear that in this track. This, from Bacchatown, is Something Beautiful. Let's listen.
Show me something beautiful.
The new sound of New Orleans. Troy Andrews, Trombone Shorties, Something Beautiful there from his album Bacchatown. Lenny Kravitz on guitar and singing backup vocals. And you're right up front. Tell us about your influences in coming to this song, this sound. It is wonderful. Well, you know, where does it come from, Troy?
You know, I'm influenced by a lot of different styles of music, and just being in New Orleans and listening to the Neville Brothers and the Meters and different people like that, and listening to Lenny a lot, I just put it together and we just put it down and did what we did, you know. We don't know how it came or where it came from. We just get into my studio, which we call a gumbo room, and we just grind it out and see what we can throw in there, you know. We put a little hot sauce on there and we just keep working it out, you know. And we try to just keep it fresh.
Never mind Elvis's jungle room, you've got your gumbo room, and it's where it really happens. Which, I mean, you play trumpet, you play trombone, you sing. Which came first? Your work as a vocalist or as a horn man?
Oh, well, of course, the trombone came first. And then I had a brass band at the age of 7, and no one played the trumpet. And my brother James had one laying around, and I picked it up because we needed one. My cousin Glenn David, he played the trombone. And then later on in life, I started to sing a bit more because I was heavily influenced by my brother. And a lot of horn players in the city of New Orleans, they got that whole Louis Armstrong thing to where they sing and play. So it was just right for me to at least attempt to try to do it. And, you know, everybody entertains the crowd here. It's what we do. And if I didn't do that, I would be out of line.
Why do you think the trombone first caught you? I played trombone as a kid and loved it. Fallen by the wayside. But in New Orleans, what does the trombone stand for in the second line, in the parade, or wherever you picked it up? What's the kind of image of the trombonist in the musical world?
Well, traditionally speaking, it was more of a tailgating instrument. It was more like to back up the trumpet, the lead instrument.
Yeah.
If you listen to Louis Armstrong, he had Kid Ory and all those people. It was just an accompanying instrument to back up the trumpet. And you know, I've never had a real choice to think about picking it up. My brother gave it to me because he was heavily influenced by Louis Armstrong, and he wanted a trombone on his side. So I just thought that if I was playing, I should try to make it become a main instrument like the trumpet is to New Orleans, and just try to do my best to make it be effective like the trumpet. And it's just a wonderful thing. You know, I think it's changing. We got a lot of trombone players, and at first it was just a background instrument, just backup and different things, and then we have some people that just took it and played it to the front.
I think you've actually got your trombone with you in the studio there in New Orleans today. Am I right?
Yes, right next to me.
Well, that is beautiful. Before this hour is over, we're going to have you pick it up and blow a little bit, and it's really great to have you with us. I mean, we've got to take a little break here. We'll come back and hear that and a lot more. You've got to be, I don't know, at least a few years old to have arms long enough to use the trombone properly, right?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was really short, I had to lip a bunch of things, meaning that I had to play notes that don't exist in the positions that I was able to reach
right.
And play it by ear. And then when I sit down, I would use my foot to pull it out a little bit.
What a picture. We're going to hear a lot more from Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, who joins us today from New Orleans. His new album is Back of Town. Here's Quiet as Kept from Back of Town. It is so great to have you with us, Troy. Please stand by there in New Orleans. Listeners, you can join us. Are you keyed in to the Tremé life these days with the new HBO series and all the buzz? And what do you hear in the music of Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews? You can join us at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point with Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews. We're talking about the new sound of New Orleans, the life up out of Tremé and his new album, Back of Town. Let's listen. Not your grandfather's New Orleans music. You can join the conversation this hour. What do you hear in the music of Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews? Are you an old school Preservation Hall second line fan? Are you ready for super funk rock? Can you hear the rock, the funk, the R&B, the jazz right here? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Troy Andrews joins us from New Orleans. Troy, what is Back of Town?
The area in the city where if you're in the 6th Ward and you tell someone I'm going back to town, that's just the next neighborhood over, which is the 7th Ward or the 5th Ward. And so, I mean, I've heard different things. There's actually a section that's around the 5th Ward area of New Orleans that's actually called back to town, but I think over the years it's changed to just the next ward over. Like if you're in the French Quarter, that's the front of town at the time. And then you'll say, meet me back in town as everything across Rampart Street.
Mm. Now, here you've got a lot of horns coming on in this title track. What are we hearing? What's playing here in this ensemble?
Well, it's just the drums, guitar, bass. I'm on the keyboard, and I just overdub some trombones, just like we used to do in the Tremé. You know, if we didn't have a tuba, I'll play the bass line and then I'll play on top of it, or somebody will take it over and I'll play on top of that. It's just my reflection and a flashback of how we used to do it, but with a different type of approach.
That's great. We've got callers for you, and I want to bring them in. Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews is with us from New Orleans. His new album is Back of Town. We've got a caller here from Stratton Mountain, Vermont. Cindy, you're on the air with Troy Andrews.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
We'd just like to say we have a small music venue in southern Vermont, and we've had the privilege of hosting Trombone Shorty in Orleans Ave many times and have gotten to know the boys personally. And we'd just like to congratulate them on all their successes, especially their most recent recording contract. We'd also like to say what amazingly talented and incredibly humble they all are, and just how genuinely nice people they are. We encourage everyone to visit and support New Orleans music. New Orleans is just full of people who are rich in culture, kindness, and love. And I'd like to send out a special hi to my daughter, Kate, who's in New Orleans right now, down at Jazz Fest. And sorry that the rest of my family isn't there with her.
Hey, you got a direct
down there tomorrow, though.
That's great. A direct personal fan here, Troy. Hey, Cindy, what about the audiences when you bring in Troy, trombone Shorty Andrews, and his group Orleans Avenue? What kind of response do you get there in Vermont?
Man, this place rocks like you've never seen it. Troy blows the roof off the place every time he's here, and he's really developed a following. And we've had the privilege of hosting many bands from New Orleans now who just have, you know, brought our music to a whole different level here in Vermont.
Troy, give it back to your fan Cindy in Vermont there.
Hey, Auntie Cindy. It's nice to hear from you. Tell Uncle Tom I say hello, and I saw Kate the other day.
That's great. You played 181 shows last year, so you're a pretty busy guy with your band Orleans Avenue.
Yeah, and we actually been up in 181 out of that. We've been up to Vermont about four times. We was in the snow and everything. It was all fun, beautiful people. You know, we're just happy to be able to bring the sound to the rest of the world.
Where do you find your best response in audiences? Or is it, you know, is it fairly uniform as you travel and play?
It's different in different places. I mean, sometimes we play some places and we never play it there, and we get a big crowd and sell it out, and they don't know what to expect. And then, after, you know, they see something different and new, and they scream really loud, and we give it right back to them. I mean, it's just different every different place. You know, every other place is different. But it's all good, though. They love it, and they're just as excited as we are performing. They like to be a part of it. It's a wonderful thing.
Cindy, thank you very much for your call. Let's get one from Nashville, Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Thanks for taking my call. I recently just got to work a show here at the XD, and I got to see Corey Henry with Galactic. Came to Nashville, and I didn't know if he was familiar with him. Of course, I'm sure he's been associated with him. But, and also, just not even the different genres coming out of New Orleans, but there's also some good metal and a lot of different fusion coming out. But I'm really excited about the horns more than anything, and Corey Henry got up on the bar and just made a big spectacle. It was one of the greatest shows ever, so we'd love to have Troy come down to Nashville and rock it out for us.
Oh, we hope he will. Of course, Galactic, a big name with plenty of horns out of New Orleans, and actually, Troy, your producer for this new album, Back of Town, is Ben Elman, saxophonist for Galactic, I think.
Yeah, Ben Elman, he produced it. He's a good friend of mine, and I played on their last two records. A great band, very excited to play with, and it's just a wonderful thing, you know.
It's a wonderful thing, especially when they're up on the bar. That sounds pretty exciting. John, thanks for your call. I want to do a little more placing of you and your work in the kind of New Orleans tradition. Let's just get a little, I mean, very old school traditional. Here's Preservation Hall Jazz Band over in Glory Land. This is from a 1977 cut. Let's listen for just a second. Okay, Troy, do you claim these as your granddaddies? Do you feel that legacy when you're playing your super funk rock?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I actually had to learn how to play all that before I was able to do anything else. And I have a great appreciation for it. And, you know, I couldn't get to where I am now if I didn't learn that and understand the music that came before me and pay tribute to it sometimes. It's, you know, the Preservation Hall is a wonderful band. I enjoy them all the time.
You know, I want to go to another stepping stone here and then get to you. Quite incredible horn piece from you. But there's the sort of, in the hall side of things. Of course, New Orleans has a lot of music in the streets. We've got a little bit right here from the Rebirth Brass Band, real kind of second line parade sound. Let's hear that. Then we'll come to your horn blowout. But here's Rebirth. Okay, I feel like we're getting closer to you here, a little closer to Trombone Shorty, Super Funk Rock sound. Am I right?
You're right.
It's got that energy. Let's flip it straight forward to yours. This is 928 Horn Jam from Back of Town from Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews. Here is some incredible horn work. Let's listen. Now, there is the sound. Wow, I really love that. Let's get a call from Columbus, Ohio. Mike, you're on the air with Trombone Shorty.
Hey, what's up, Troy? Mike Fields, the artist. Hope you got that painting in one piece.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
But I just wanted to say, man, what I think what Troy has been able to do with the music is just make it more today. We had so many of the jazz greats that natural progression, like how it went from, you know, ragtime to everything else. So many people passed away, and it feels like Troy just was able to reach back, get with those pieces from there, and make it now music.
It feels very now. There's no doubt about it. Carrying it right ahead. What do you say, Troy?
I just wanted to be able to play in front of my peers, you know. Every time I do something, I just wanted to have them not be afraid of a horn. And being coming from Tremé and being influenced by Rebirth, the only thing I knew is how to just play and have fun. You know, everybody would dance. You'll catch people dancing on top of people, cars and different things. And all that come out in my music and influences me a lot. And I just want to do something that's fun. You know, I didn't want people to just stare at me and talk over dinner or something like that. You know, I just want to be able to just connect and have them look at the horn in a different way.
USA Today calls your work blistering, bold, exuberant, and cutting edge. I don't think it's just invisible music to sit behind your dinner. No. No, I do not think so. You've got music in the family. Your grandfather was R&B singer-songwriter Jesse Hill, Upupadoo, and all that. And, of course, your brother, your big mentor, I guess, James. Yeah. Tell us about his musical career.
Is that James or Upupadoo?
Yes, sir, James.
Oh, James... He's about 16 years older than me, and he's got a chance to work with Danny Barker, who played with Louis Armstrong and all those type of people. And he's been a great mentor, and he went from, like, the traditional side, and he was heavily influenced by my grandfather, which is the R&B side of New Orleans and soul. And my brother, that's what he plays, and he sings a lot, and he plays the trumpet. And I actually learned all my entertainment skills from him and stole a bunch of things from him. He's still playing, and we play together all the time, and it's just wonderful. He's a wonderful person, and I love him to death. And I'm just waiting for him to put something else out so I can steal some more of that from him.
Your family had a club in Tremé called Trombone Shorty. What kind of club?
Well, it was actually a music club in the Tremé, and back then when they had it, they had a bunch more. But it was a music club, and I was so young I couldn't really go in there. But my mom would let me sneak in and play with James for a song, and they'll lock the door to make sure the police don't come and take the liquor license. So I'll play one song, and then I'll sneak out, and that was it. And I had a lot of people playing there. James played there weekly. We had Kermit Ruffins, I think, a Rebirth Brass Band. I mean, I was probably about 11 years old, but, you know, I missed those times in the Tremé neighborhood.
The whole country's learning more about Tremé now, or at least the HBO version of it, through their series. What is it about the history of this part of New Orleans that sets it apart, and culturally and musically?
Well, I think in Treme, it's the oldest black neighborhood in America, and it, Congo Square is there where, you know, the slaves were able to be free on a Sunday and jam and get their instruments, and it's where jazz was created, right in that neighborhood where they had the African drums and the European instruments, which are the brass instruments, and jazz was created right there, and just to be able to be in there and have that be the birthplace of jazz inside the city, it's a wonderful thing. Everything about that neighborhood is musical. You know, I remember going to school in the morning, riding my bike to the French Quarter, and there was a jazz funeral. And then I'll get out and walk home, and then there was somebody celebrating a birthday party with Reaper Band parading around the block. And then some type of way, with all the music clubs in the neighborhood, sometimes one of the bands that actually play on stage inside of a bar, and then they'll come out of there and do a second line at 1 a.m. in the morning. And I remember my mom waking me up, and I just seen the people. It's just so musical, and it's the most musical, important neighborhood in the entire city.
And now the whole country's got to focus on it. We've got a new sound out of it with you. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let's get a call from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mike, you're on the air with Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews.
Hi, Troy. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, very well.
I'm actually calling from Tupelo Restaurant in Cambridge, where we're celebrating our one-year anniversary. We're a New Orleans-style restaurant. I've been cooking jambalaya, etouffee, and gumbo all morning, and we're going to have a Cajun band here tonight. I love your sound. I was just spent my 10-year anniversary in New Orleans and proposed to my girlfriend. We went to Tippi Tina's 32nd anniversary and saw the Soul Rebels Brass Band. And to be continued, brass band. And I just love the sound of New Orleans. I'll take my comments off the air.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much. We'll give you right back some of the sound as per Troy, Trombone Shorty Andrews, who's Neff from Backetown. That is some beautiful trumpet. Is that you on trumpet there, Troy?
Yeah, that's me on trumpet.
Wow.
And I've actually played all the drums on that one.
No kidding. And then laid the trumpet track down on top of the drums?
Yeah, the drums. I started off with a tambourine. I just had something in my head. And I was at this moment, when I was in the studio, I was heavily influenced by the Mardi Gras Indian style,
sure,
which is driven by all drums. And I wanted to capture some of that type of energy and just put what I do on top.
Just amazing these days. That's you coming at us 16 different ways there. How long do you have to warm up before you can play the trumpet like that?
Well, it took me about 30 minutes. I take some time to warm up on both,
yeah,
because it's different embouchures. And my,
yeah,
teacher told me a long time ago that you would never be able to play the trombone and the trumpet on the same stage, the same time, you know. And so I take a little time to warm up and just get it together. But I remember almost falling back trying to hit some of those high notes in there.
I can believe it, but man, is it beautiful. Just great. That's Neff off of Backetown. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have you pick up that trombone in the studio with you there in New Orleans. And I'm looking forward to that. Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, please stand by. The big new album is Backetown. Listeners, you can join us. What's up with the musical dynasties out of this town? We'll ask Troy, the Marsalis brothers, the Neville brothers, James and Troy Andrews. And are you hooked on Treme, the series? What do you make of this soundtrack for New Orleans? We'll go out with One Night Only from Backetown. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews. This is On Point. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews about the new sound of New Orleans, the life up out of Treme, and his new album, Back of Town. Here's Where Ya At from Back of Town. You can join the conversation this hour. What's your question on New Orleans now, on its music, on Treme for Troy Andrews, Trombone Shorty? We're at 1-800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews, joins us from New Orleans. Let's get a call from Quincy, Massachusetts. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I just got back from New Orleans. My daughter's a freshman at Tulane.
Oh, great.
And it was my third trip there, and I'm also a jazz fan, and I sing with sing at a jazz open mic here locally. And I was able to see Trombone Shorty. Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm all right. How are you doing?
I saw your stage. I saw you on the Congo stage, and it was very... reminiscent of a young person's concert. I believe they even had you surfing across the crowd, right?
Yeah.
There's a picture.
Yeah.
So it was a strange... You know, I'm a huge jazz fan of the standards, and but I can see that there's like this turn that you're all taking to have the next generation come up. But how much of the old, I guess the old jazz style do you see that's going to be preserved? Because I'm sure hoping it will be.
it's definitely. I mean, you have a bunch of, because, you know, jazz is like a learning tool, and they have a bunch of musicians that go through learning how to play it, and they get obsessed with all the standards and stuff. So, I mean, it's going to keep going. It's going to be there. The Preservation Hall that's been around for so long. I mean, it's definitely not going to go anywhere. You know, it's always going to be around, because we have younger musicians that need to get where they want to be. And I think going through that stage is going to help them. And it'll be there. I mean, it'll be there. It's only going to be a few people that's going to take a risk and try to change some things and just use it as an education tool. But it'll definitely be there, because it's been around up until this point, and it's been happening way before I was born. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'll be there. It's not going anywhere.
Karen, thank you for your call. We've got, on this front, we've got Mike Troy saying, a Trombone Shorty, saying, you know, what you're doing is what's always been done in jazz music. Keep it evolving. Says, Troy picks up where the music left off and brings it forward, makes it now music. Then here we've got a comment online from AJ. He says, I like it a lot. That is your sound. He says, but it seems to have gone to New York City and come back. It doesn't quite have the feel, pace, spaces, and sound of hot, humid New Orleans. What do you say?
I don't know what that means, New York City. I don't know.
It's a city up in the Northeast. It's just a little.
No, I know what it means, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that.
Maybe where I don't know. Maybe it's that sharper brass edge to it that he's feeling there. I'm not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, New Orleans music, we can be very loose at times, and on this record we try to get it as tight as we possibly can, because sometimes some of the New Orleans music don't come off on record, on album or record, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. As well as a live performance, and that's some of the things we struggle with here. So, you know, if you take New Orleans music and put it on record, and we just do it how we used to doing it, and just play like we're doing a live show, you give it to somebody away in Maine somewhere, they probably don't understand. They probably, what is this? You know, they have to see it live. And on this, we just wanted to be able to, you know, make it so if somebody heard it, they'll be like, oh, I like this tune, and, you know, and then it just makes it that much more exciting when they hear that it's from New Orleans.
Well, there's no question.
I mean, you know, yeah.
No question, it is exciting. And speaking of live, you've got your trombone there in the studio. We'd love it if you'd take a second to pick it up and play it for us.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Now, I don't know how you do it without blowing the microphone right off the stand there. Trombone can put out quite a sound. Good luck.
No, I'm going to take it low. I'm going to take it light today.
Tell us about your trombone. Is this one you've had for a while?
I've been playing this one for about 7 years. Uh-huh. 7 years, and I got to bring it in the shop because I exactly have a bunch of dents in it.
And what are you going to play? Do you know, or are you just going to pick up and go?
I'm just going to go. The first note, I'll go somewhere.
Let's hear it. Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews, live from New Orleans, and that's just terrific. You got just the right level for us here, and you just kick and go, kick and go. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
That is really beautiful. Let's get a call from Duxbury, Massachusetts. Tim, how about that? Live from New Orleans, just for you, Tim.
It's amazing, actually. Ex-New Orleanian, I just want to say that, you know, these guys, like Trombone Shorty, Kermit Ruffins, these guys are role models for the youth there in New Orleans. You know, they're the rock stars in their high school. You go to the high schools, the stars are the guys that play in the brass band. And where else are you ever going to see that? Any parade in town, you know, the marching bands, everybody's cheering for them. You know, they're in high school during the day. At night, they're playing at Kermit's Little People, Donna's, Maple Leaf. I mean, these guys are just tremendous role models for the kids down there.
That's great. Just the stars, and with good reason. Tim, thanks for bringing that to us. And we got so many callers. Lorraine in Boston. Lorraine, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I am so enjoying the music of Troy Trombone Shorty. Andrews, Mr. Andrews, thank you so much. You are lifting my spirits. I am dancing around my apartment. I hear the old New Orleans style. I hear the new influences, and it all sounds terrific. I'm really enjoying it. I was not at all familiar with you. And, Tom, this is another example of another great musical artist that you have shared with the nation. And I'm so, so grateful.
Hey, Lorraine, we love it. We love it. We're going to help you dance a little more. Troy, let me play some. We'll keep Lorraine dancing. This is On Your Way Down. This is a cover of an Alan Toussaint tune originally released in 1972 on his album Life, Love, and Faith. Alan Toussaint plays piano on this track from Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, Back It Down.
Sunrise and sunset, since the beginning, it hasn't changed yet. I say some people fly high, begin to lose sight. You can't see very clear when you're in flight. Well, it's high time that you find same people you misuse on your way up, you might meet on your way down.
The horn's still there, but a really smooth sound, almost a little Brazilian to my ear. What have you got going there?
Well, we just got a little second line bass drum. Actually, on this tune, we actually had Big D, who's my percussionist, play the bass drum style of the brass band, and we just put everything else on top.
Yeah.
You know, and we wanted to get the horn on the original version. He has a lot of horns in it, and we just rearranged them and did some different things with the horn parts and just brought it up tempo, you know.
What did Mr. Toussaint think of your treatment here?
Yeah, that was the hardest part. I was a bit nervous before I asked him because, you know, it's his music. And he heard it and he told me that I was doing a great job, and he said that I was bridging the gap between the old and the new. And that just made my day, you know, coming from somebody like Mr. Toussaint. It was just a wonderful thing. And he played on it, and I was like, yes. Yeah.
That
was
better.
Exciting.
That sounds great. How did you, back in 06, there, of course, was the big performance to reopen the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina, and there you were up with the U2 and Green Day with your trombone. How did that happen? How did you end up on that stage?
I actually met Bob Ezrin, who helped put it together, a big producer, and I was in England doing a bunch of tours with my band at the time, and they were over there, and he asked me to come over to London, and I met with him and Green Day and U2 at a table, and they were discussing what they were going to do, and I was a part of that. And they just put it together. You know, they're big fans of the city. The Edge from U2, he had the Music Rising thing, program, which helped put a bunch of instruments back into a lot of musicians' hands. And, you know, and we just worked together and made it happen and invited some of the other New Orleans musicians, such as Reaper Brass Band, to play. And I was just very excited to be able to play with two of my favorite bands and play in front of my city and help bring it back and let the music take it where it needs to be.
How do you feel about the city now? We're going on 5 years since the hurricane. Comeback or not comeback? What's your assessment of how New Orleans is doing?
Well, I think we're coming back, and I think some things we've lost, some traditional things, but it's a different city. We still have the people here. It's coming back. It's slowly but surely, and it just feels like, you know, when we talk about it, it feels like it happened yesterday. So we're still trying to get over that, but the city's coming back. The citizens here are rebuilding their houses. Some people, it take a little longer, but, you know, nobody's waiting on nothing, and I think music has a big part to play with it. You know, we're coming back, and I'm liking where we're going. You know, we just have to stick with it and keep the city up, and we'll be all right.
And what about the way New Orleans, Tremé in particular, the neighborhood is presented in the HBO series, David Simon series? Does it ring true to you, or is it, you know, Hollywood?
No, it's actually authentic. They did a great job, you know, and Tremé, the HBO series, is actually about the entire city. They just used the name, and we get some things and everything. But they did a great job. They did a tremendous job. It's weird watching it because this is what we really do, and they really got it really real, you know. And just watching the people, they have the real people that we talk to, have me, Kermit Ruffins, I mean, and they really done their homework to make sure that they present it well, because that's the only thing we have here is culture and what we do. That's what we're known for. And if you're going to attempt to do that, you have to at least, you know, put some serious work in before you even attempt that, because it can make a lot of people mad if it's not portrayed right. But I think from my point of view, David Simon, he's a great producer and writer. I think they did a wonderful job. It's very exciting to see that and let people see how we do it here.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Here's another cut from Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, Back at Town. This is The Cure. Cure from Back of Town, the album. Let's get a call from Ethan in Burlington, Vermont. Ethan, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to say, earlier you were talking about how you grew up in that community with all the music and brass instruments, and that's a really special thing to grow up with. And I had a question about my grandfather passed away recently. He played all brass instruments, and I have a valve trombone and a slide trombone from him, and I just didn't know if he ever played the valve trombone.
A valve trombone, so it actually does not have a slide? I mean, what's a trombone without a slide?
A valve trombone.
I don't know. Troy, have you heard of it? Have you played it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with it, and I've played it sometimes. It's just like playing a trumpet.
With a bigger bell.
Right, with a bigger bell and a bigger mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's a wonderful instrument. Actually, there's a horn they call a superbone, which actually has the valves and the slide on it.
Wow.
But I'm familiar with it. I play a bunch of brass instruments. I actually play the tuba and the baritone and different things, so I'm very familiar with the valve trombone. It's a cool thing. It makes it easier to play faster if you're playing some fast stuff.
Yeah.
It makes it much easier, you know.
Well, Ethan, it turns out your granddad was cool. with his trombone. I'm the one who's out of it. That's something to picture. What's next for you? You've got some kind of a big jazz festival coming up there just this weekend?
Yeah, we got the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I'm going to play the last day, and I'm very excited about that because I get to see the Neville Brothers.
Coming up, am I right? You got Aretha Franklin and Van Morrison and Pearl Jam and Jeff Beck and Trombone Shorty all at the festival, I think.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. We get to play with a lot of national acts that come in, and they get to come jam out, and we catch them at, like, you know, Blue Nile or Tipitina's. It's just a wonderful time for music in the city. We all collaborate with different people that we might have never collaborated on a normal basis, but we all just have fun and let the music take us.
Well, you're in a great spot, and you're making some great music there, and we're very grateful to you for sharing it with us today. You headed back out on the road soon? Where can we see you around the country?
Oh, we're going to be all over. We probably got about 60 dates already booked that we have to fulfill, and right after this Jazz Fest, I'll be on the road until at least October.
Well, good luck with the festival. Good luck with your time on the road. Congratulations on the album, Back a Town. Troy, Trombone Shorty Andrews, it's been a real delight to have you with us today. Thank you very much for your time and your music. Thanks for joining us from New Orleans.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Listeners, we'll go out with Hurricane Season from Back a Town. From Troy, Trombone Shorty Andrews, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.